comments, and I will start on my left. Does anybody have anything, Mr. Hannigan?
The only thing I have to say is I'd like to congratulate the Dunwoody Police Department. Today they foiled a bank robbery. They caught a bank robbery suspect about 15, maybe 5 minutes after it was attempted. So congratulations to the Dunwoody Police Department for service well presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, Danny.
This past weekend, Robert and I had an opportunity to meet with 10 undergraduate students from Georgia Tech who are undertaking their study this semester in redevelopment of Dunwoody Village. This is a project that they're undertaking, and I'd like to thank Bob Dallas for arranging this and setting this up. I think it's going to be an outstanding thing, and it should give us not a finished product, but at least something we can use as maybe a guidepost to start out when we do redevelop that area.
Thank you very much for attending that, guys. I agree. Thank you, Mr. Dallas, for setting that up. That's an exciting project that the Georgia Tech students are doing. And they're down on my right. Nothing. Okay, and I'd like to just point out, I've already lost it. Sharon gave me this present. And I don't know the indication if I should scan. Anybody hear that?
Yeah, they're pro tem scale.
If you give me a smaller mic, is that what you're saying? Thank you, Sharon, for this. Is the value less than $10? Considerably. It's like a family heirloom to me. Thank you for that. That's a nice gift. All right, so we will move on to unfinished business on Low Engineers Warrant.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. What you have before you is a proposed contract amendment with Low Engineers to provide stormwater services. This has been before you starting in July. The basics of this is the city has established earlier this year a stormwater utility. With the stormwater utility comes extra level of effort required to be able to manage those resources. In the original bid contract, the Low Engineers had the responsibility for repairs and maintenance of our stormwater utility system, but there was no budget associated with it, so the amount of effort required was very minimal. Now that we have the stormwater utility with about $1 million budget, they have proposed management fees that are in line with their original bids on the public work services. We reviewed this carefully, met with members of council and Low Engineers. For 2009, we're recommending that the contract amendment be at $108,400. Fiscal year 2010, $250,000. Fiscal year 2011, $250,000 with the fees earned on an hourly basis, and that figure being a cost not to exceed. If you have to answer any questions you may have, and I believe Richard is here as well.
Okay, great.
I saw him getting in his car as I was coming in.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a sign. I won't curse this. Start down. Danny, do you have anything? I thought I saw you making notes. Danny?
Warren, just a couple of things. Would you explain not to exceed in layman's terms so everybody understands that?
Sure. That means that they will bill on an hourly basis, and that if the level of effort required exceeds $250,000, that's on them at that point. That's the maximum the city will pay under this contract, but service is still required up to the level in the contract.
Okay, and one other question. The 2009 figure, that was a figure I know you and I discussed, but maybe you could explain the rest of it. That was a figure that was reduced, but reduced to a certain amount. Can you, I took the number from August 15th up through the end of the year and came up with somewhere around 95,000. But is there been something else that you could explain the additional funds for that?
The additional funds, and that's not a true proration. Low Engineers has been performing some of this work on a limited basis for the last few months in anticipation of this contract, and then this would be the bills for those hours charged for that effort. That would equal up to that marginal difference.
Okay. Yes, John?
Do we have a list of projects, a backload of projects that are ready to go as soon as this is approved? Have we been storing up work in anticipation of this contract?
Yeah, we certainly have adequate number of work orders to keep us busy for 10 years.
Okay. I know of one that was put in, and I'm just not sure of the status. I wish Richard was here, but I will talk to him very shortly as soon as...
Or if you want to let me know what it is afterwards, I'll make sure we get back to
you. You got it. Thank you.
Okay, Robert?
Yeah, what choices do we have here? What are our options?
The options you have is to approve this contract amendment or to bid this out publicly for services.
Okay, other questions for Warren?
Yes.
Dan?
I make a motion that we accept this program, this option is presented by the Warren.
Okay, I'll second you, Danny. Discussion on that motion for approval. Robert?
Yeah. I'd like to see us take this out to bid, guys. I think the city benefits every time we go out to competitive bid. I think Lowe's done a fine job. I appreciate what they've done for the city. But the original bid that they're working under, they bid for competitively, and that's why they won it. I'd like to believe that if they bid for it again, they'd win this work, but I do note it's a substantial amount of money, and if we have the opportunity to bid it out publicly, I think we have an obligation to the taxpayers who are paying the bill to make sure that we get a competitive bidding effect.
Other discussion, Tom?
It's a question for Warren. When we originally bid this, the stormwater was in there, just not anticipated to have the authority set up. Is that correct? Yes.
Okay. It just, as being part of the process that did this, you know, that's exactly what Tom just asked. The original idea was, you know, they would put forth the help us to set up the stormwater and do the basics. And I think you can see in the RFP, it says the basics. It's just underlined the basic things that they were going to perform. But it wasn't a full stormwater utility because at the time we weren't for sure that we were going to go the stormwater utility route. But you know, in anticipation and roles and our negotiating with them, it was my understanding that this was part of their contract.
And the rates that you that we negotiated are those are the rates that are being utilized in this particular contract, where they came out, if you line item it down, those rates being plugged in up to the max.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just to clarify, there were no rates negotiated for this part,
for the
during the contract negotiation.
Right, but the personnel side of it. Right. Yes, Dan?
Yeah. At the time, we were negotiating with Lowe for the public works part of our business. We were still talking to the county about potentially then continue to provide the stormwater coverage. It wasn't until we found out that they had no reserve in stormwater that we, in fact, decided that we'd take that on ourselves because we'd be better served taking the $1,280,000 into our funds and managing that money. But I would encourage you, regardless of who does this, that we should, in fact, build up a reserve here because this could be a real costly thing to the city if we ever have to replace a major stormwater drain.
Yes, sir. We have established for the fiscal year 2010 budget a reserve in stormwater, and we'll continue to do that year to year to build up to a considerable reserve.
Okay, Robert?
Yeah, my recollection from our first time out with the bid was that there was a line in their cover letter that indicated that the operation of a stormwater utility was out of scope for the contract that we were awarding them. Specifically because they didn't want to be on the hook to operate the stormwater utility without a separate agreement to cover the cost of that. So my sense that it's already baked in, I don't think that's accurate. I think they were very specific that we had some basics that they were going to do in terms of stormwater before we created a utility, but there wasn't an expectation in their letter that the operation of a stormwater utility was part of their original bid. So when we can defer this, we can go back and check that, but I'm pretty sure that there was a line in their materials that made it very clear that the stormwater utility wasn't included. Now, we can award it to them, that's up to us, but I don't think we're under an obligation, having already signed paperwork to get it to them. Would you agree with that?
Yes,
have the, that letter in front of me, but my understanding is that the expectation was that the that we were all agreed that their bid document did not include funding for them to manage a stormwater utility, but that the anticipation that we would create the stormwater utility and that they would then manage that and let us know what the additional funding would be necessary. But obviously the level of effort between having a utility and not having a utility is, you know, is significant.
Okay, Teddy?
I don't know, Robert, if that, but I don't remember that specific term out of scope anywhere in there. Maybe you can point that out to me, but I do not remember that term in there. The aspects of how we go on this and which way we go is exactly, I want to reiterate what Danny just said, is the idea of building up a reserve, because this is a major liability. And if you don't believe so, you can just call up Sandy Springs real quick and they'll tell you. So, and that's initially, very honestly, I was in favor of DeKalb County keeping it until we found out there was not sufficient funds. There was zero funds in the budget down there. So that's the only reason we took this on. But that was discussed in the contract about setting up a stormwater utility, and that's why that verbiage was in there.
All right, I'll ask you, Councilman Shortle, as a comment in being knee-deep in the negotiations, your recommendation on whether, I think the fee schedule that's being used was part and parcel of the contract, but this specific item was not. It's obviously detailed out, as Robert pointed out. So do you have any other words of wisdom for us before?
I would just... The fee schedule is, we were not talking about that whatsoever in the deliberations that I was in, so I cannot comment on that fee schedule and what's here and what's Warren is coming.
Okay. All right, any other discussion on this?
Just one other thing. I think it makes a lot of sense to have Public Works that do our roads also do stormwater. And these things go together like a ball around the ball.
Okay, any other comments on this? All right, seeing that there's none, all in favor of approval of this contract amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Please say nay.
Nay.
All right, this contract amendment passes 5-1, and we will move on to our proclamation.